Workbook. Unit 7. Hoping for a better life.
Activity 7.
Good morning. Can I ask you some questions?
Yes, of course.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Lubaba. I come from Africa and I came here about 5 years ago.
Was your journey hard?
Quite. About 50 people besides me, rowed in a small boat for 10 days before arriving here.
And what did you find?
Well, at first, the people here were very understanding and they helped us a lot.
At first? Why, what happened later?
I think the people got tired of helping us.
Ah.
We were here for a long time. You know, in those cotton villages that they built for us. They were really hot because it was summer and the weather was terribly hot.
Yes, that must have been very hard. And so?
Well, there wasn't enough water and the toilets didn't work well. So of course there was a terrible smell. We asked to go and live in a different place where there were good toilets and more water to drink.
And what did the authorities say?
They said we had to stay where we were.
What about the inhabitants of the village?
They were very understanding. Some of the women and children brought us clothes and good water to drink. One woman even made a cake for my daughter's birthday.
Good.
But later, when our children wanted to go to school, they didn't like the idea of our children mixing with theirs and wanted the authorities to move us to a different village.
And did they?
Yes, for a short time. Then luckily I got a good job here and I was allowed to come back and live here. I've lived here ever since.
Any other problems?
Not really. The people have gotten used to seeing me and my family here and we have made some good friends too. My daughter and son go to school and get along very well with the other kids. They really feel that this is their home now.
Oh, that's good then.
Yes, but I miss my home country.
Can't you return?
No, because my husband is a political refugee and he would be arrested and probably killed.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you very much, Lubaba.
You're welcome.